The Mix Room with Genelec.
Today we're welcoming CCM Sun onto the podcast to learn about the world of sonic branding. The company has created sonic identities, audio logos, and built sound design solutions for over 450 brands since 1995. Today we're joined by Artistic Director Alice Lepine and Aaron Cocchini, Global Managing Director, who will explain the concept of sonic branding and the way the company creates tailor-made soundscapes that enable brands to truly stand out. Okay, so welcome on today. How are you both doing?
Hi, so I'm Alice and I'm Artistic Director at CCM Sun, and we're working with the whole team on the sonic identity of Genelec.
And I am Laurent, I'm the Global MD, and I'm very fine, thank you, and happy to be there with you today.
Okay, so if we just get started with the basics, so I think you're the first sonic branding company we've ever had on this podcast, so this is really interesting. So just for anyone that's unaware of the concept, can you explain what sonic branding is and what your company does?
Yeah, sonic branding is the musical expression of the brand, okay? So at the end of the day, our job is to define, design, compose the entire sound ecosystem of a brand that could include music, obviously, but also sound, vocals, voiceovers, anything related to sound when it comes to the expression of the identity of the brand. So it's really, really related to the design industry. And it comes to our daily lives because depending on the type of brands, we can work on so many different touch points. So at the end of the day, you can hear us very, very often.
Okay. And so what is it that inspired the creation of the company? What is it that sets it apart from other sonic branding companies out there?
So my business partner, Michael Boumendil, when he founded the company 30 years ago almost, he was the first on the planet to have the this concept. So CCM Sun is the first sonic branding agency, pioneer. Michael had this idea almost 30 years ago. It was 2022. The idea was really, in the meantime, really new and very simple. There are some agencies related to design for architecture, for visual, for fragrances, for brands. There were no design agency related to sound and music. Michael decided to create the first one, mixed with the perfect balance between brand experts and musical experts. So this is the idea of CCM Sun. The name, as you can see and hear, is really French, obviously, because it was founded in Paris back in 1995. And CCM Sun in English means the sixth sense with sound, if I can translate it like this. We decided to keep the name now that we are a global leader of this industry. It's a big question, but now we have the answer. We want to keep the name. We like this flavor. We like this. Also, it's our heritage. We just give a tutorial to any of our clients when they are not French to help them to pronunciate the name of the brand. So for you, as an English person, I would say that you can figure out a C, a Z, and a M together. It gives CCM, okay? And then the son, which means sound in French. Obviously, it's in French and it's not related to any son at all. So it's the sixth sense sound.
Okay, I see. And given what your company does, so are a lot of your staff made up of composers, or do you employ freelance musicians, or what kind of staff do you have there?
I leave Alice to answer for our daily operational, but the concept since the beginning of CCM Sun is that we need brand experts and musical experts in-house. Why? Because a brand wouldn't call a painter to define its visual identity, okay? In music, this is something that still happens, okay? Which is completely weird because Alice, as an artistic director, and her team, they are amazing composers. To me, it's the best team in the world. But they also are experts in brands, okay? Because it's not because you are the best guitarist in the planet that you can understand brand easily. It's a proper job. This is why the entire artistic team under Alice and Vincent and Michael are fully employed by CCM Sun, wherever they are on the planet. And we are the only agency in the world to do that. And also there is a very, I would say, practical reason. It's because it often happens that sound becomes the very last things to do at the very end of a campaign of design project for a brand. So it's important for us also and for Alice's team to master the timeline and not to be uncomfortable due to the timeline of freelancers. No, it's made by Sixième Son. And when I say it's made by Sixième Son, it means by it's made by Alice, Vincent and Michael's team.
And so how do you even start with the team, you know, when you're approaching this process of developing a sonic brand for a client? You know, what are the typical steps involved in this?
Usually, so at the beginning, we took the brief from the clients. So we are filled with all the brand values. We do a benchmark, so to explore what the concurrents do and to create the differentiations for the brand. And after to take the brief, we do a mood board session. So the goal is to make a selection of different pieces of music to present to the clients and to understand better what they want to have in terms of ingredients, in terms of feelings, in a rhythm, and not in a subjective way. Just literally like a painter, as Laurent takes the example, to have a palette, you know, yeah. A palette of colors. And this can feed us and all the creative team to start something. And we have several meeting presentation for the clients. So at the beginning, we work on like 4 or 5 projects with a wide panel of levels of about the brand values, you know, and the clients so choose 1 or 2 projects, and we can make adaptations to make in situations the sonic identity, and after that they choose 1, and if maybe sometimes we need modifications, it's a collaborative work with the clients, and this is very important that everyone could be involved in the process.
Yeah, it's a co-creative approach. Huh? So Alice and her team, they take the hand of the clients, okay? Because most of the time, it's the first time that the brand does that kind of job. So they need to have our obviously expertise and experience. But it's a co-creative approach. Alice's team designed the suit. But at the end of the day, it's the brand that's going to wear the suit. So it's very important for them to be involved. We are not here to say, this is the music you need to have. We are here to co-create and design together. It's applicated arts, and this is also why we like this job.
So, Alice, can you share any notable success stories or case studies where your sonic branding strategy has really significantly impacted a client's brand recognition?
Yeah, I think the most famous one for us and is SNCF. As you know, is the most famous and significantly success for Sixième Son in France. The SNCF has almost 90% of recognition, and it's all around the world. So it's very, very a success. There is Etihad too at Abu Dhabi. Etihad, it's airlines company. Mm-hmm. She's the best sonic identity in Middle East. So we had a reward for this sonic identity, and in Asia we created the sonic identity of Lux, which have also almost 80% of recognitions, which is very important. And there is Interact 2 in Canada, which it's a very particular brand because we have influenced behavior on compulsive shopping. We have to create a piece which was passed in the magazine. When you go to shopping, this track normally has to influence your behavior on what you will buy, mm-hmm. or not buy, etc. And the results is very, very success. So this is, I think, the most significant sonic identity for the moment that we did in Sixième Son, which has big recognitions and really impact the audience.
Okay, what are some of your personal favorites or most effective sonic branding examples, but outside of the company, you know, it could be any company that's just a really instant recognition?
I especially know finally the sonic identity from Sixième Son. So because we have most of the whole market, and in a personal way, this is not because I work here, but SNCF, for example, is one of the most impact for me, because since I was a child, I love this sonic identity, and today I'm here and I'm working with the person which created this. So I think, and really in a personal way, but this is the most impacted for me, as an SNCF one.
Okay, well, that's nice that you've been admiring the company for so long and now you're here. So that's a really lovely story. So, of course, it's not longer enough to rely on TV and radio jingles with, you know, the rise of social media and the way people absorb information these days. So how is sonic branding different from a radio jingle?
Radio jingles don't talk about brand values. The goal is not the same, in fact. Sonic branding must help to define the brand values and their message and what they want to convey to the audience. So the goal is not the same. The sonic branding has to improve the recognitions and the differentiations and to help the brands to emerge from the other ones, from the competitors, etc. And that's not the goal of the radio jingle, for example. So I think it's a big difference.
Okay. You know, if people think of branding, they will likely think of things like visual marketing and logos. So why is sonic branding just as powerful at all?
I think we are in generations full of images and full of screens, lots of information everywhere. You scroll Instagram and you look at the TV at the same time. And the images are really, really present all around us. So the sound can be the difference. And you can image with the sound because you're not always focused. You have so many things to look out. So if the sound is a very important tool, I think, today. And it's not, we are the pioneer in sonic branding. So I think there's still a lot to do and a lot of brand to convince still.
Okay, I think you're right. There is a deluge of visual information. So it does make these brands stand out, audio instead. So that makes sense. Okay, so how, when you're looking at sonic branding for a new client, how do you get to the heart of what makes this brand special? Why should I choose it when helping to create this sonic branding for them?
It really depends, and it's a difficult question because it's an artistic job. So sometimes you don't have the right answer. It's a question of feelings. It's a question of emotions. Emotions, it's really important in our job, and so I have to deal with. We have to deal with the brand values and what the brand wants to convey, and what feelings we have at the end with the mood board, with the brief, etc. So it depends too of the sectors, the sector of the brand. Sometimes there is code, very important, as you don't go to the creations in the same way when you work for a car brand or for an insurance or a fashion brand. It's not the same. Yeah, the sounds at the beginning are different and you know where you have to go. But in fact, it's a lot of research, a lot of test something, and it could take a long time, and sometimes something really spontaneous. Mm-hmm. That come and you don't know why, but it's a particularity of our job. We don't have the right answer, and we are constantly in research of new things, new textures, and to have a specific sound. This is really important.
Okay. And I was looking through your website because I know you've got lots and lots of clients with successful sonic branding stories. So there was an article on your website where one of your experts said that sonic branding is not about having a sonic logo that is likable. And they used Nike's logo as an example of something that people may not have particularly been drawn to at first, even though, of course, that is visual. But why is it not about being likable then in terms of sonic branding, but something memorable instead?
Oh, yes. Our job is not to make likable music. And it's really difficult because we have to be sexy too. We have to convince and to have something that's the clients like in a way, because there's always this subjective part which can talk for you. But we are not here to make music and likable music. Our goal is to create the differentiations, the recognitions, the attribution to the brand. And sometimes it's not likable music at all, because you have to create. Here we call that le poil à gratter in French. Maybe in English it's itching powder.
Okay.
So something weird. In fact, you have to create something weird. So it could be a specific sound, a surprising sound, something you're not expected. But this is why it's unique. It's because you work in the streets, you scroll your Instagram, and at the same time you have this sound and it's emerge and pick yourself, you know, and it's la bizarrerie. We call that the bizarrerie in France. And this is our goal. So yeah, to create the differentiation and the surprise to make the brand stand out.
Okay. And I know one of the brands that you've partnered with is Genelec, of course. So they have a sonic identity created by your team, and it was awarded a gold medal at the Strategy Design Awards in the sonic identity category. So it's clearly really resonated with that community. So what was it that Genelec wanted to get across with their sonic identity?
Genelec was a very, very interesting project because the brief was not what we were expected at the beginning, where, yeah, we talk about a very technical brand, very digital innovations. And in fact, they wanted to convey this feeling of nature, of heritage, which was really important for them. So the expertise, the premiumness, and all of these values, we decided to convey it by natural sound and very specific sound, very purity, because their idea of expertise was the purity of the sound, in fact. And we were all inspired a lot by Finland, by the nature, the sustainability, etc. So we created a piece very, very natural, very orchestral, very pure in a contemporary way. Mm-hmm. And very sensorial too, because it's sound, so it's feelings, it's physical almost. So yeah, we wanted to create something very unique, which convey expertise and precision of the sound, and in an experimental way too, and all of this with real instruments. And not, and we decided to avoid all digital sounds. And
okay. And where are Genelec using this sonic signature?
They're using in TVC campaign. They're using it in different touch points, in internal events too. I know that they did a competition around their signature. And very different artists, they have to perform in their own way the signature to unite everyone around this new sonic identity. So it was really fun.
Okay, as well, and I can see Genelec has made an impression on the company as well, because the facility was upgraded to a 5.1 setup based around Genelec smart active monitors. So why did the company choose Genelec monitors, and how do they help with the company's workflow for all these projects?
Because in fact, I think it's the most it's a better speaker about the market, and we are using it in our big studio. There is a Genelec around us in our desk. The sound is very accurate, and yeah, we are using it every day. It's a really incredible sound and very authentic.
Well, thanks so much for joining today and just explaining, you know, the whole concept around sonic identities and sonic branding. It's been really interesting.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Alice.
Thank you, Alice. Thank you from one Alice to another. It's been a real pleasure. Bye.
Bye.
Headliner Radio, supporting the creative community.